The Tarn by Hugh Walpole. As Foster moved unconsciously across the room, bent towards the bookcase, and stood, leaning forward a little, choosing now one book, now another, with his eyes. His host, seeing the muscles of the back of his thin, scraggy neck stand out above his low flannel collar, thought of the ease with which he could squeeze that throat, and the pleasure, the triumphant, lustful pleasure that such an action would give him. The low, white-walled, white-ceilinged room was flooded with the mellow, kindly Lakeland sun. October is a wonderful month in the English lakes, golden, rich and perfumed, slow suns moving through apricot-tinted skies to ruby evening glories. The shadows lie about then, thick about that beautiful country, in dark purple patches, in long web-like patterns of silver gauze, in thick splodges of amber and grey. The clouds pass in galleons across the mountains, now veiling, now revealing, now descending with ghost-like armies to the very breast of the plains, suddenly rising to the softest of blue skies, and lying thin in lazy, languorous colour. Fenwick's cottage looked across to Low Fells. On his right, seen through the side windows, sprawled the hills above Ulswater. Fenwick looked at Foster's back and felt suddenly sick, so that he sat down, veiling his eyes for a moment with his hand. Foster had come up there, come up all the way from London to explain. It was so like Foster to want to explain, to want to put things right. For how many years had he known Foster? Why, for 20 at least. And during all those years, Foster had been forever determined to put things right with everybody. He could never bear to be disliked. He hated that anyone should think ill of him. He wanted everyone to be his friends. That was one reason, perhaps, why Foster had got on so well, had prospered so in his career. One reason, too, why Fenwick had not. For Fenwick was the opposite of Foster in this. He did not want friends. He certainly did not care that people should like him. That is, people for whom, for one reason or another, he had contempt. And he had contempt for quite a number of people. Fenwick looked at that long, thin, bending back and felt his knees tremble. Soon Foster would turn round, and that high, reedy voice would pipe out something about the books. What jolly books you have, Fenwick.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?